News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And that was just a little bit of the Pennsylvania polka. And you know where they're playing that this morning? Way up north in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Now, Punxsutawney, I've been often wondering, where in the world did that name come from in the first place? But we'll get to that in a second. I'm sure you already heard in our newscast that Punxsutawney Phil, our All-American Groundhog, who comes out every year at this time, February 2nd. It's officially Groundhog Day. And our groundhog did come out of his little burrow, and he didn't see his shadow. So that means that we're going to have more winter. We're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. So that's not good. But we probably could have predicted that considering how cold it's been this weekend. I don't know about you, but good grief. I am just a Floridian at heart now. I've been here over 20 years. And, you know, I grew up in Atlanta. I lived up in New York. I mean, I lived in Minnesota at one point. So when I was a kid, I loved the cold. I would get out and we would, you know, I'd go ice skating. I learned how to ice skate in Minnesota. And, you know, I learned how to do a lot of sledding. Even when we got snow in Atlanta, you could go sledding. So it was always a lot of fun. But now, as a Floridian and an adult, as soon as I hear the temperatures going under, well, I was going to say 30, but I'm lying. If it goes under 40, I start getting nervous. So this weekend, being in the 20s, I think Saturday there was a wind chill of about 17. I didn't even go out of the house. I was like, I'm not even going to venture out in this weather. But the good news was a lot of people did venture out on Sunday. I heard the Mardi Gras event was a huge success. Saw some great pictures on Facebook. I don't know what it is, but there's something about seeing dogs in Mardi Gras outfits that gets me every time. And the funny thing is about dogs, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but when you dress them up, some dogs, I swear they know that they're dressed up. Their little faces smile and their tails wag, and they kind of strut around like they know they're all that, and which cracks me up because I guess we apply our human emotions and feelings to dogs for sure, but I don't know, y'all. When my dog used to get his little sweater on, we would put a little, big surprise for you, I'm sure, a Georgia sweater on him when he was little. And I swear that dog just trotted around that sweater like it was the greatest thing. And we would put a Christmas sweater on him, too. And he seemed to just thrive in all that. But if you're like me, I started thinking about, I've heard about this Punxsutawney Phil Groundhog Day pretty much since I was a kid. So I got kind of curious this morning, and I thought, you know, what is the origin, what is the origin of this whole thing? So I was looking it up for you, and I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. So when I looked it up, it said that it's an annual tradition. It's always observed on February 2nd, and that's because this date marks the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. Now, this is kind of hard to believe, but they have been doing this not just a few years, y'all. This is the 140th official year that they've been doing it. And so they actually have a groundhog club in Punxsutawney. And so they have a whole litany of ceremonies, and then they decide, I think the head of the club is the one that gets to pull the groundhog out of the burrow and hold him up, and they wear top hats and tuxes. And so it's a big deal, and people come from all over the world to see this, which I find is just, it's just fascinating. But I wanted to look into, you know, what is the origin of Groundhog Day? Where did this come from? So I started to look it up and found some interesting things. So there's a couple of different traditions that this comes from. And so the first one is in Celtic Imbolc, an ancient Celtic festival celebrating the arrival of spring and the season of new birth and light. It also comes from the tradition of Candlemas. This was a Christian festival of light where clergy blessed candles if the day was sunny, fair and bright. It was believed winter would have another flight. And then German folklore, the Germans introduced the animal element. Now, this is interesting. They traditionally would watch a badger or a hedgehog for its shadow to predict the weather. So when the Pennsylvania Dutch, which had German origins, those immigrants who settled in Pennsylvania, they brought these traditions from the 18th and 19th century to America. So the switch was when they couldn't find any badgers, obviously in their new home, they decided to substitute with the native groundhog, and that's also known as the woodchuck. So Punxsutawney Phil was the first official Groundhog Day trek to Cobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania, and it occurred on February 2nd, 1880. 87. So that's pretty wild. So when today, so you probably already heard it, but if you're just joining us, the legendary Punxsutawney Phil emerged from his burrow and saw his shadow, predicting six more weeks of winter. So if you ever want to go, there's you can go up there, and they have all kinds of festivities and festivals and things around this event. But I found out that there's also another one now that's a little bit of competition. I don't know how much, but this one's called Buckeye Chuck. Now, you count on the people in Ohio to come up with their own, but apparently there's a Buckeye Chuck that also comes out and does a similar ceremony and everything on this day. And interestingly enough, today Buckeye Chuck predicted that spring would come. So we have two different predictions. So I thought, well, okay, who's more accurate? As it turns out, Punxsutawney Phil, y'all, he's just not that accurate. He's got like a 38% accuracy rate, whereas Buckeye Chuck has a 78% accuracy rate in his predictions. So I don't know. I love the old Punxsutawney Phil, and I love the visual of that big old groundhog coming out. But I got to tell you, I'm kind of hoping that maybe he's wrong and good old Buckeye Chuck is right, because I sure don't want six more weeks of this kind of weather. But the other thing, I don't know about you, but I start going down this rabbit hole. So now I'm trying to figure out where this whole groundhog thing came from. And then it occurred to me, Punxsutawney is just the coolest name, right? Because when you say Punxsutawney, it draws off, like, what in the world is that? And it's the only, I've never heard that word before. I won't hear it again for another year until February 2nd. So I went down the rabbit hole and started, so to speak, I guess I should say the groundhog hole today, but started looking up stuff. And it says the name Punxsutawney comes from the Lenape, Delaware Native American language. So it's derived from Punxsutawne, or Punxsutawneyk, meaning town of the sandflies, or land of the mosquitoes, referring to the swarms of tiny insects that plagued early settlers. So I thought, well, this is interesting. So basically, it's a town of tiny insects celebrating Groundhog Day. I don't know. It doesn't get much weirder than that, does it? I don't think so. So I'm sure you've heard now enough about all of this, but if you're just joining us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, and today is Groundhog Day. And if you love the cold, then it's good news for you, because it looks like Punxsutawney Phil has predicted yet another 6 weeks of winter. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a couple of minutes and let you know what's going to be happening. We've got a busy week coming up. And if you have any thoughts or comments, you're always welcome to text those in right here at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute with Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and that is the Pennsylvania Polka. Don't worry, you only have to hear this once a year. Oh, no, Groundhog Day. And if you just joined us, he did, I guess, predict that we will have six more weeks of winter. So it wasn't as bad this morning when I left the house. I mean, I still kind of, I have a tendency to overdress. So I take layers to the extreme. But I got to tell you, I'm such a wimp in the cold. But it is supposed to warm up a little bit today, may even get up into the 50s, which feels like the 80s right now. But I wanted to kind of give you a heads up. If you didn't know, yes, Punxsutawney Phil did pick the next 6 weeks of winter. We are going to be having that. So just prepare yourselves. Hopefully we'll be over this in a week or so. But in the meantime, I just wanted to share with you a few things. You'd think in the wintertime that things would slow down here in the Gulf Coast, but that is actually the opposite of the truth. There is so much happening. I was pulling up the calendars. I'm not even sure that in the few minutes that I have here that I'm going to be able to get to everything that's going on, because this is a pretty big week in terms of what is happening here and really all over the country. There's some big events going on, of course. So just to kind of kick things off, on Tuesdays, We are in the heart of Mardi Gras, y'all. So if you want to celebrate, now is the time. You can still get your decorations. I saw some, by the way, for those of you that like wreaths and boas and all that stuff, they still have all that kind of stuff on sale at some of our local stores, although there is a ton of Valentine's stuff up as well. So we'll get to that another day. But Mardi Gras is in full swing. We had the Paudi Gras event on Sunday. And as I was sharing earlier, I thought, oh, my God, it doesn't get any cuter than this. Seeing all the pups all dressed up and in the Mardi Gras spirit, and their owners dressed up as well. And then we're starting, because of the new PalFox project, one of the things that's being done by Pensacola Mardi Gras, and thanks to Danny Zimmer and all the team there, who do just a great job with all of these events. But they're doing a thing on Tuesdays now called the Second Line Tuesdays. And they actually march through downtown along PalFox, along the sidewalks next to the construction. And, of course, part of it is because it is an annual Mardi Gras tradition, but it's also a great way to celebrate and help out our businesses downtown who, you know, I don't know if they're struggling or not, because I really think a lot of people have been making that extra effort to support our local businesses. So if you want to do something fun, I think it's going to be a little bit warmer on Tuesday, but this Tuesday, once again, they'll be doing the Second Line Tuesday. And as you go look around, you can go to my favorite website. I was talking with, Nicole Stacy on Friday. She is with the Visit Pensacola. They put together an events calendar that is really, really fantastic. So if you have trying to find something to do, you just go to visitpensacola.com, and they list everything. So you just pull up this week, and they list everything there from, we have the UWF women's and basketball team schedule, the Ice Flyers, all the different sports events that are going on around town. And then on February 5th, which is this week, the Pensacola Opera is going to team up with Jackson's, and they're doing their dinner and an aria, which, oh my God, it's just so wonderful. They literally come and sing to you at your table, which is kind of romantic. So you could get an early, like, you could probably win points for an early Valentine's dinner. I mean, what's more romantic than having the opera sing to you and your partner? And then on February 4th, we have First Fridays at the Blue Morning Gallery, which is downtown. So that's going to be all the different shops downtown will be having different events going on. Plenty of Mardi Gras balls. It's almost impossible to keep up with all of them. Perdido Key is having theirs on the 6th. The crew of Avant Garde is having their formal masquerade Mardi Gras. That's West Pensacola on the 4th. Then we have, we have the Double Bridge Run, which is on February 7th. So that is in downtown Pensacola. So that is actually going to be, is that Saturday? That's this coming Saturday, so you'll want to be aware. And that's a run and walk sponsored by Pensacola Sports Association. Huge crowd every year. So be aware, if you have to cross one of the bridges, they literally go over the bridge between Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, and then the bridge between Gulf Breeze and the beach. So some people do the whole both bridges. Some people do one, but they definitely will be, there'll be some traffic and some delays if you're planning on going across the bridge or into Pensacola on that day. But that'll be on Saturday morning. And then, of course, we have the PalFox Market, which happens on the North PalFox area. That happens every Saturday. And that's amazing because we have vendors and farmers that come from all over to participate in that. Now, this weekend is a big weekend. There's a lot more happening. One of the things to keep your eye on, of course, is my personal favorite of all time is the Winter Olympics. I have always, always, always loved watching the Olympics. I don't know what it is. There's something about the pageantry. There's something about the competition. And I love the summer one, too, but something about the Winter Olympics, when you see the snow skiers, and now they have the snowboarders and the figure skating. America has a figure skater now, and I saw a special about him yesterday, and I apologize. I don't know what to think of his name, but he is just phenomenal. This guy, they're calling him the quad guy. He can do 4 quadruple spins in the air and land that jump. No one else can do that. So they're expecting to see him do that at the Winter Olympics with his ice skating. So that's going to be phenomenal. And that all kicks off Friday night, will be the opening ceremonies. And the Olympics will continue from February 6th, which will be Friday, through Sunday, February 22nd. And then if you don't know, I don't know what rock you're living under, but if you don't know, Sunday is the Super Bowl. And we've got the New England Patriots against the Seattle Seahawks. I don't really have a dog in that fight, but there's a fellow that works here who is a big Seahawks fan. So I guess I'm leaning towards them. Never was much of a New England Patriots fan, so I'll have to see. You know, I don't know, I have to see. But there'll be lots of watch parties at a lot of the different bars and restaurants downtown. So check that out, because this really is a lot more fun when you watch the games with other people. When I get a chance, I'll definitely get into all the different Mardi Gras events that are coming up this week and next. And we'll be keeping you posted on all of that good information right here on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here. He's going to be joining us for the next half hour. So you asked me an intrigue. You were listening as you came in, you said. I thought I talking about Groundhog Day and Punxsutawney Phil.
Curious minds want to know.
Yeah.
As I was driving up 110 listening to you, it occurred to me that I assume that Punxsutawney.
It's a great name.
Is not 140 years old.
I don't think so. They always look a little young to me. It's a young, young groundhog.
So how do they select the next one?
Ooh.
Because it's got to be, I would think, a special
This is what happens. Because I was just looking it up just to do some fun facts, and then I wanted to find out about the meaning. Then I found it was 140. Then I found it had Irish traditions and German traditions behind it. And now you're asking me a question I don't have an answer to. I'm going to have to find the answer. It's going to bother me now. Unless one of our listeners knows.
And
how they pick the groundhog.
Yeah, and where does
he come from?
And where does he go for the rest of the year?
Does he have a special burrow that they keep him in all year, I wonder?
Does he live in a cage?
I don't know. This is what happened. We're going down the vortex.
You have opened up a can of worms, man.
Well, I did promise that I would mention the Mardi Gras event, so I did want to do that, too, because we got the second line Tuesdays, this Tuesday night in Pensacola. And then mark your calendars now, so you have this weekend the Perdido Key Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball. We have the Crew of Avant-Garde Annual Formal Masquerade Ball. That's going to be on the 6th. And then the big one is next Saturday, February 12th, is the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo. That's going to be the big party that's at the Bay Center. And then that's that next day on the 13th, that's the Crew of Lafitte Mardi Gras Parade in downtown Pensacola. That's going to be fabulous. It always is. And then on the Sunday, you have the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Parade. So if you want to find out all the Mardi Gras festivities, you can go right to their website. It's PensacolaMardiGras.com, and you can look up all the different festivities and the things that are going on. Oh, okay. So I'm looking up to one of our listeners sent in. So basically, Paul, who's with Blue Sky Landscaping, he's a friend of the show. So Paul says the groundhog comes from the groundhog royal bloodline.
Oh.
LOL. I think he's making that up.
Oh, I was going to believe him.
Right? I know. Yeah.
Sounded good to me.
Of course there's a royal groundhog. It's kind of like, well, speaking of royalty, that's kind of funny. There might be, you know, at the University of Georgia, we have our mascot is known as UGA, UGA. UGA is the nickname, and it has its own name. But they have bred the Siler family out of Savannah, Georgia, had the original original bulldog all those years ago. I don't know. 70 years ago, something like that, brought him to a game. People loved it, and that's how he became the mascot. But the bulldog today is a descendant of that original bulldog.
Oh.
So every year they have the puppies,
and they actually have
a line of bulldogs at Georgia. So if you saw the movie The Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, they actually featured Mr. Siler. He's an attorney in Savannah, and they had the bulldogs there in the movie, which was kind of cool. But, yeah, there definitely is a bloodline for that, so that's kind of fun. But this for the groundhog, I don't know. That's a good question.
It sounds feasible to me that the groundhog – well, I guess, first of all, we assume it's a male.
True.
But maybe it isn't.
Well, that's true. I didn't even think about it because his name is Phil, you think.
Well, it could be Phyllis. Shortened for Phyllis.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're here. Just talking about silly stuff to get your Monday morning started.
The mind works
right
in mysterious ways.
Absolutely. We're going to have some fun this morning. Malcolm's coming back right after the news with me. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Hey, if you know the origin of where Phil, groundhog, comes from, text it in, 850-437-1620.